WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. New York Attorney General Letitia James is defiantly pushing back against a federal indictment charging mortgage bank fraud.
We will fight these baseless charges aggressively, and my office will continue to fiercely protect New Yorkers and their rights. And I will continue to do my job.
CBS News legal contributor Rebecca Rolfe looks at the government's case brought in Virginia by a prosecutor hand-chosen by President Trump.
She was being investigated for fraud having to do with a Virginia property that she was buying for her niece that she suggested apparently on the application or at one point that it was going to be her primary residence. Her lawyers have claimed subsequently that she quickly corrected that.
James won a fraud case against the Trump Organization in 2022. A two-week restraining order from a federal judge is blocking President Trump's order sending National Guard troops to Chicago. Correspondent Nicole Skanga.
There were roughly 20 members of the National Guard deployed at ICE's Broadview facility for the first time. They will be temporarily taken off mission. And in total, there were 500 activated troops, including those from Texas and those from Illinois. They're in limbo.
With phase one of the Gaza ceasefire gradually going into effect, the role the U.S. will play is coming into focus.
Some 200 troops are being deployed to Israel to help support and monitor the Gaza ceasefire deal. These U.S. troops will be part of a multinational team that will also include non-governmental organizations and the private sector. U.S. Central Command says a civil military coordination center will be set up in Israel. It will be part of the operation that will help coordinate the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. It will also facilitate logistical and security measures needed to help end the war and rebuild the war-torn region. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
The Senate passed the annual National Defense Authorization Act in a bipartisan vote. It does not solve the current troop pay issue. The Senate rejected motions to advance competing short-term budget bills for the seventh time Thursday. They will adjourn until Tuesday afternoon, and that means the government shutdown will stretch into another week. CBS's David Schechter tells us shutdown effects include efforts to release black-footed ferrets, classified as an endangered species, back into nature.
Only about 300 black-footed ferrets survive in the wild, and a planned release of 400 more is now on hold with federal biologists furloughed. Fall is a crucial season for young ferrets to learn to hunt and mate before winter.
Sister Jean Delora Schmidt, beloved chaplain for Loyola Chicago's basketball team, has died at the age of 106. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Some apple orchards, seemingly timeless, are actually going high-tech.
At Fishkill Farms in New York, Josh Morgenthau's family orchard offers 80 varieties of apples. An app is now used to manage crowds and help pickers find what's ripe.
Let's say, for instance, we got picked out of a Crimson Crisp, or they all
past their ripening window, we can take it off or, you know, enable it or disable it.
A drone and GPS-mapped mower help carve out his annual corn maze.
It's not easy for farms, and the way that local farms like us have been able to stay in business is by being adaptive.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth launched a task force Thursday to improve living conditions in military barracks. He wrote, "Quality of life for our warriors is a critical component to reviving our warrior ethos." He's giving the task force 30 days to come up with a plan. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, increasing clouds and lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, some clouds and showers in the morning, then maybe a little sun in the afternoon. A touch breezy with highs in the mid-60s. And highs stay in the mid-60s for the weekend, but mostly sunny. Right now, it's 53. WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
National Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You know I love you, and I'm your vehicle, babe. heaven, you know I love you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Tell me. always wanted a real home with flowers on the windowsill. But if you wanna live in New York City, honey, you know I will.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I never thought I could get satisfaction from just one.
Your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
WRJN.
Spend the night.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
It's been coming for some
So lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Oh, though it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, they'll never look back. And they're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. So lonely, baby, well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Well, they're so lonely, they'll be so lonely, they could die.
You got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me.